From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The Congressional Budget Office says the Senate Finance Committee's health overhaul bill not only pays for itself, but it would actually slightly reduce the federal deficit over the next decade. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
The much-anticipated report from the CBO says that after all the changes made by senators during 2 weeks of amending, the health bill would now cost an estimated $829 billion over 10 years. That's well under the $900 billion goal imposed by President Obama. Even better for the bill's backers, the bill would produce $81 billion in savings over that period and, CBO says, would likely continue to produce savings into the future. On the downside, the bill would still leave 25 million people without insurance coverage by 2019, about a third of them illegal immigrants. They're explicitly excluded from the bill's benefits. The panel has been waiting for the CBO report in order to schedule a final committee vote on the measure. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
A troop request from the top commander in Afghanistan has been forwarded to the president and his top national security advisors. President Obama chaired a meeting today at the White House to chart the way forward in Afghanistan. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
Pentagon spokesman Jeff Morrell says President Obama received an informal copy of the troop request late last week. Senior military commanders, such as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, are still reviewing the document themselves and have yet to make their formal recommendations. But defense sources say the request, written by General Stanley McChrystal, calls for up to 40,000 extra forces. Morrell, the Pentagon spokesman, says General McChrystal does offer the president a range of options to consider, but, quote, ultimately provides one recommendation from the field general. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
The Justice Department has released what it describes as the most comprehensive survey ever of children's exposure to violence in the United States. Researchers found that nearly half of the children surveyed were assaulted in the last year. NPR's Ari Shapiro has more.
The study found that more than 60% of children were exposed to violence directly or indirectly in the last year. 1 in 10 kids reported being injured in an assault, 25% were victims of robbery, and 1 in 16 were sexually assaulted. Dr. David Finkelhor, who authored the study, said children who experienced one kind of violence were much more likely to experience other kinds.
So if you had any physical assault in the last year, it increased your likelihood of having a sexual assault in that same year by a factor of 5.
At a youth violence event in Chicago, Attorney General Eric Holder called the findings staggering. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 131 points. You're listening to NPR News. There were tsunami warnings and watches for several islands in the South Pacific Wednesday following two earthquakes near the Vanuatu archipelago. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center in Hawaii lifted the notices after about 2 hours. The move came just over 1 week after a tsunami killed 178 people in the Samoas and Tonga. There were no immediate reports of injury or damage from the officials in Vanuatu, a chain of 83 islands about 1,400 miles northeast of Sydney, Australia. Saturn has a massive ring that no one's ever seen before. It's much bigger than the familiar ones that circle that planet. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
The newly discovered ring is far larger than any other ring in our solar system. If you could see it, Saturn and its other rings would be just a distant dot in the middle. But you can't see it. It's made of icy dust like Saturn's other rings, but the huge ring is so tenuous it doesn't show up in any visible light telescope. Astronomers discovered it using the Spitzer Space Telescope, which views objects that glow faintly in the infrared. The discovery is reported in Nature, and it helps explain one of Saturn's enduring mysteries. The moon Iapetus has enormous dark patches on it, and now astronomers think they know why. Those patches are made of dark particles from the ring that slam into the moon, as NASA put it, like bugs onto a windshield. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Again on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 131 points to close at 9,731. The Nasdaq Composite Index is up 35 points to close at 2,103. The S&P 500 is up 14 points. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.